when he saw, when Moses was there, when Moses came to him. So, what was all the paragraph about? About the appearance. So, listen, in this path, what you need for enrichment is to find the good people to connect to, right? Do you remember how many times we told you that you cannot? You are incapable of. And I always thought, no, I'll learn, I'll do. Here I'm explaining why you cannot find these transformed people. Because they stop to show up, they are different, and they're invisible. That's why they see you, not you see them. They choose you, not you choose them. This is how it works. It works like what? Like the magical stuff I was explaining. You are not close enough. When you are not close enough, what do you see? A form, a shape. Yes, you are far and you will see a group of... a black dot in the desert. When you come closer, this is an army. But when you're far, you don't see the army. That's exactly like the mountain. It's like the horse rider. You see the dust, but you don't see the horse rider. You have to be close. So from distance, you cannot recognize it. It's not visible. Yes?
Commentary on O ye mountains, repeat in accord with him and the birds. The face of David shone with his glory. The mountains sang plaintively after him. The mountain became an accompaniment, an accompanist to David. Both the minstrels were drunken in love for a king. Came the command, O ye mountains, repeat. Both joined their voices and kept the tune together.
What's going on? Here we went to another story. Now it's David and the mountain. Why? You don't remember the David, do you? Who was David? David was a guy, a magician's staff, who will do this with the metallic stuff and will do this to make a chain and make a dress and all that. And David is the fellow who has to go and fight the big fellow, and he's romantic, all that. But what is his magic?
Beautiful voice.
Singing. When he sings, even the mountain will sing with him. The song, right? Here, he's talking about David and the mountain. He will say, listen, first of all, could you divide David and the mountain? Because David is singing and the mountain will echo back, and they are both chanting. Means this chanting is universal, and both of them are doing this because they love him. Yes?
He said, O David, thou hast suffered separation. For my sake thou hast parted from thine intimates. O lonely stranger who has become friendless, from whose heart the fire of longing hath flamed up. Thou desirest minstrels and singers and boon companions. The internal one brings the mountains unto thee.
This is the secret. Because David doesn't go to the people. This is the process he went through, the trouble and being purified, coming out, being that guy and all that. Says he is alone because he didn't settle down. he's trying hard, but deep down in his heart, because he's a singer, he likes to have the players and the orchestra, he likes the symphony orchestra. Then what happens? Oh, you think that, that's the silly stuff. That's what I'm talking about. When you go in this path, you lose that joy. You say, no. They brought the Philharmonic Orchestra as a mountain to him. And that mountain was doing the job. Do you know what is the mountain?
This world.
He said, this world is a mountain, and our act is our singing. The echo will come from the environment, because the environment reacts to me. Here, we will mix them all together, and to say that, what? You were alone, and you love to sing, so he brought the mountain to you. To do what? He makes
the minstrels and singers and pipers. He makes the mountain bow, blow and measure before thee, to the end that thou mayest know that, since the mountain is permitted to sing, the saint likewise has plaintive songs uttered without lips or teeth.
Did you get it? That the mountain could sing? Then let me tell you that these transformed people I'm talking about, they sing without the lips, without the mouth. The musicality comes out itself. Yes?
The melody of the particles of that pure bodied one is reaching his sensuous ear every moment.
Read it again.
The melody of the particles of that pure bodied one is reaching his sensual ear every moment.
First of all, it's not every moment, it is every breath at that. Okay? And it explains what he wanted to say in this paragraph. When you purify this body, then you could hear with your senses the music that this body could. Yes.
His companions hear it not, but he hears it. Oh, happy is the soul that believes in his hidden mystery.
Because for the moment that you're sitting down, what do you hear? You just hear the noises that a monkey will hear. If the monkey was seated there, we'll hear the same thing, right? Do you remember how this book started? Listen. To what? Not to that sound that monkey will hear. Hear the stuff that only a human fellow could get. Which is what? Any help? Explain it. What is this? He explained it in the verse that, first of all, I'm not talking about this ear. Another ear, which is the feeling of you. Right? He was talking about the senses ear. Right? That senses ear. What is he sensing and feeling? When I'm reading the book, when I'm talking about it, there is a feeling in you. You're hearing that feeling. And that's what we are trying to transform, because that's the only way to teach, really. The feeling, the sensitivity in you should move. It doesn't move with the words. It doesn't work with my accent, which Rumi said is bad. It moves with the passion. Yes?
He, the saint, beholds 100 discourses in himself, while his companion has gotten no sect.
When I'm talking about this ego and the necessity of fighting it and becoming humble and all that, some fellow will hear it and will think about it in two different categories in 500 ways. But another fellow will sit down and hear nothing. I'm just talking nonsense, that's it. Poetical nonsense. This is what he's trying to explain now. The thing that in this path you hear from the masters is not the form of the stuff that you hear. It's the passion and emotion that is intriguing you somehow, which is invisible. Yes?
Within thy heart, 100 questions and 100 answers are coming from the realm of non-spatiality to thy dwelling place. Thou hearest them. The ears of another do not hear, even if he brings his ear nigh to thee.
Yeah, when you're concentrated and you're listening to Rumi, if somebody will listen to you, doesn't hear anything, but in your brain goes so many questions, answers, and stuff like that. Yes?
O deaf man, I grant that truly thou hearest them not. But since thou hast seen their emblem, how would not thou believe?
At the end of the paragraph, I explained it, that this is something that is magical, and you feel it with your feelings and the passion, not listening to the physical stuff and all that. And at the end, say, and some of you could conclude that, okay, I'm not hearing it, so what? What can I do? He said, yes, you're deaf, but do you remember about your blindness? I said, find a stick, find a fellow, hang on. Hear? Yes, you don't hear. But there are other people that they hear it. This is what should attract you. Yes?
Reply to him who rails at the Masnavi on account of his being deficit in understanding.
Again, do you remember once he said that somebody said this Masnavi is not a good book and it's full of stories which are good for children, blah, 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 blah. And that son of a gun was so stupid, he didn't understand the meaning, because this is what they could say about every reading book, namely Quran, right? Here, again, over there I explained it, if you remember, that this is not a personal stuff. It's not that Rumi really, somebody talked negative and he got angry and he's answering it. You see that whenever he needs to explain something, he even creates a story. He even changes the story that are so famous. Do you remember? That fellow that Ali will kill him. In the last story of book two, Ali will not kill him. He and a group of his family became Muslim and all of that, which is not true historically. But he doesn't care. So this is not the historic stuff. Pay attention what he wants to say. He's talking about what? He's talking about the message. He's explaining that, listen, the logical message is out there and everybody knows it. And in that logical stuff, if I tell you I have tendency to go and become a fool, what would be your advice? Oh, don't do that! Right? But here, we know some people, they hear some stuff, they know something, and they write it down for you. So listen to that. Understand that there is something beneath the text that you're reading. You have to become able to